From NPR News in Washington, I'm Paul Brown. 2,000 U.S. Marines are on their way to Haiti to help with delivery of earthquake relief and with peacekeeping. 1,000 U.S. troops are already on the ground there. U.S. Ambassador Kenneth Merton told NBC's Today show that U.S. military forces will back up Haitian police and U.N. peacekeepers. He says that although the situation in the streets is becoming more chaotic, he thinks a reasonable level of order can be maintained.
You have to realize this is not a perfect law and order situation here, even at the best of times. So I think our assessment is that while we're watching it closely, we're concerned about it, we're monitoring carefully, we don't believe that it's anything that's unmanageable at this point.
Water is reportedly starting to reach more people in Haiti's capital, Port-au-Prince, but water, food, and medicine are still scarce nearly a week after the earthquake. The port is blocked and the Port-au-Prince airport overwhelmed. The 27 nations of the European Union today pledged $575 million for aid to Haiti. Britain says it is also increasing its aid. Larry Miller has more from London.
The International Monetary Fund says it's providing $100 million in immediate emergency aid to Haiti. That matches the U.S. pledge. Britain is boosting its humanitarian aid to more than $30 million. The U.K.'s International Development Secretary, Douglas Alexander, says the aid will go toward relief and recovery work, food, shelter, sanitation, and health services. Over and above the government's pledge, the British have privately donated $25 million. For NPR News, I'm Larry Miller in London.
Partisan tensions between Kenya's Muslim and non-Muslim communities are growing in the wake of a deadly clash in Nairobi. NPR's Gwen Tompkins reports.
The catalyst for the recent clash in Nairobi, in which at least three people were reportedly killed, is the presence of a radical Jamaican cleric who is now in police custody. The cleric has committed no crime in Kenya, but based on his criminal record of hate speech in Britain, Kenyan authorities have been trying to deport him for more than 2 weeks. In that time, the cleric has reportedly not been able to call his family or meet with his lawyers. Muslim human rights advocates are demanding that the cleric receive better treatment under the law. And on Friday in Nairobi, non-Muslim Kenyan civilians reportedly joined the police in fighting Muslim demonstrators. The government is blaming Somali radicals for the clashes, but the Muslims who have most actively promoted the cleric's legal case are Kenyans. Gwen Tompkins, NPR News, Nairobi.
President Obama is spending much of Martin Luther King Day in a community service project and other events focused on the slain civil rights leader's legacy. On the weekend, the president campaigned for Massachusetts Democrat Martha Coakley, who appears to be in a tight race for the Senate seat left vacant by the death of Edward Kennedy. This is NPR News. Ukraine appears headed for a runoff presidential election. Opposition leader Viktor Yanukovych, who's a former prime minister, and the current populist prime minister Yulia Tymoshenko were the top vote-getters in yesterday's election. Yanukovych led Tymoshenko yesterday. Musicians of the Cleveland Orchestra have gone on strike. A federally mediated bargaining session is scheduled for later today. Vivian Goodman with member station WKSU has more.
Management wants a 5% pay cut. Musicians have proposed a one-year pay freeze. They'd been working without a contract since September 1st. Last week, talks broke off, but over the weekend, both sides agreed to sit down with the same federal mediator. In statements, the union said it regretted that a new residency that was to start today at Indiana University, followed on Friday by a series of sold-out concerts in Miami, would probably not take place. The attorney for management said that would be self-destructive. The sides remain far apart. The musicians say they need competitive salaries to stay in the top tier of the nation's orchestras, but the Board of Trustees says it's, quote, fully committed to ongoing, prudent cost control. The orchestra is facing a $2 million deficit. For NPR News, I'm Vivian Goodman in Cleveland.
Four teams remain in the National Football League playoffs for the privilege to go to the Super Bowl. The NFC Minnesota Vikings will play the New Orleans Saints. The AFC Indianapolis Colts will host the New York Jets after the Jets' surprise 17-14 victory yesterday over the San Diego Chargers. Wall Street stock markets are closed today. I'm Paul Brown, and this is NPR News from Washington.